There's an uprising in France at the moment. It got me thinking again of this theory that I have, is that where there's greater concentrations of population, it's more likely that there's going to be resistance movements.
Well, that's right. Australia is dominated by outlying, you know, by big suburban sprawl, which makes things more difficult. But I've noticed that the places where there is a lot of rebellion, like France, Spain, Greece, Mexico, they are all places where during the 20th century or even the 19th century there were uprisings, big uprisings. You know, like France, May 68, which is now the 50th anniversary coming up. There was a big student upheaval in the 70s that got rid of the military dictatorship in Greece. Spain, of course, had the Spanish Civil War. Mexico had the Zapata uprising in the early part of the 20th century, and then and now it's got the, in the 70s, the modern Zapatista movement, and also in this century it had the Oaxaca Commune, where the teachers union had an uprising and took over the town basically. So it's in these places, and things are still happening in that province of Mexico, you know. So I think where there's a tradition is very important. So that's why it's important for people to keep doing things, even when it seems like it's a really dry period, activist-wise, because it all builds up. You know, it's sort of like it's like a well. You know, like if you've got no water in the bottom of the well, it's going to be harder to get water up. You know, if anything I can think of, but you know what I mean. But if there's a little bit there, at least it can sort of like. Yeah, so like it's I think that's also too, where people have done things in the past, it enriches a whole tradition.